It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. The roads of Nevada are going to be filling up with more cars, but not as many drivers. After extensive testing, Nevada has approved Google's application to test driverless cars on public streets. There are some rules. Two humans need to be on board, one in the driver's seat, just in case. But the car may drive itself better than some human, some meatbag, could, because it won't get distracted.
In Nevada, you see a lot of things on the road, especially driving down the Las Vegas Strip.
Bruce Breslow is director of the DMV for the state of Nevada.
People still are texting. They're still trying to dial a telephone number. You can surf the internet in a lot of cars now, and those distractions lead to accidents, lead to fatalities. An autonomous car can ignore all of those distractions.
Breslow has been a passenger in one of these cars, and he was impressed.
Through the laser radar and scanners, they can see three cars ahead, three cars behind, everything in a 360 all the way around you. They can tell the difference between a curb and a pothole, a person and a rabbit. And after about 30 seconds behind the wheel, after it changed lanes and merged into traffic, it was pretty easy.
No screaming?
No screaming, not at all.
I kind of love that at the same time we're trying to get people to stop being distracted while they drive, there's this whole other movement that lets people be totally distracted and have the car drive for them. So, okay, besides the distractions, why go humanless? Bryant Walker-Smith is with the Center for Automotive Research at Stanford. He says this could help traffic eventually.
By automating driving, cars may someday be able to be lighter, smaller, use less space, travel closer together, generally use the existing roadway infrastructure more efficiently. Now, that's very long term. And in the short term, we may actually see something very different, which is self-driving cars behaving more cautiously, keeping more space, taking longer at stop signs.
Now, looking way far down the road, we could see a fundamental change in how we live.
For example, if I can sleep in my car or I can do work and hold meetings, I may be willing to take more trips. In the long term, I may be willing to send my car without anybody in it. And that could change land development patterns.
Bryant Walker-Smith from Stanford. Best of all, car chases in movies could just show a bunch of actors sitting around texting. Turning from road robots, to house robots, there are moments you realize the age of the Jetsons is upon us. Robots to help clean the house are nothing new. The Roomba vacuum cleaner has been around a while, but we haven't seen robots that can both clean and be sassy, like Rosie from the Jetsons.
I may be homely, Buster, but I'm S-M-A-R-T smart.
Well, say hello to Coco Robo, a new vacuum from Sharp. She, he, it speaks three languages, Japanese, Chinese, and English, and can also converse in a hip, casual Japanese dialect. Ask it how it's going, it says, I'm cool and feeling good. Not exactly the crackling dialogue of Rosie, but this is just the start. Regardless, the age of the Jetsons is upon us. Though I confess I am scared of whatever event will cause us all to move into big apartment buildings on stilts and never visit the surface of the earth. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by PhoneTag.com, a service which converts voicemails into emails or text messages, designed to make individuals or businesses more productive. More at PhoneTag.com. And by Carbonite, providing automatic online backup for small businesses, cloud-based solution designed to allow remote access to backed up files. Learn more at Carbonite.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.